Hello.
Hey there, it's Evan returning your call.
Hey Evan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for your phone call, and sorry this case landed on your plate. It's I know I haven't been very clear with what I'm asking, and I think that's halfway because of my own misunderstanding of trying to, you know, make this work. And just a little backstory for you. I have a Linux box in my house that sometimes I'll run, you know, like a game server on or something.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm used to being able to just port forward and make it work. And, you know, then now obviously I can't do that because I'm natted behind the ISP. So I have this, you know, Ubiquiti Edge router that I'm decent with, but I guess what I need to understand is, like, what prefix should I be expecting from Archtop? Should I be expecting a /64, or
yes,
should I be using this PD and be getting the /128? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, you're sorry, you should be, it's 64.
It should be a 64. Now, do you have any general idea of what that would be called on my edge router? If it would be called DHCP V6, or if it would be called DHCP V6-PD, like this prefix delegation, is that something that I need to be concerning myself with? And
repeat that last part, because you cut in and out on like part. I only got the last word. You said prefix delegation.
Yeah. So, well, I have two different ways of getting an IPv6 address onto my network, onto the WAN interface of my edge router.
Mm-hmm.
One way that I found is by enabling DHCP V6 on my interface, and then I just commit the change, and then I'll just get a /64 on the edge router. But I can't ping 6. I can't ping to google.com over IPv6. But when I do it a different way, you see, and when I enable DHCP V6-PD, which is just a setting built into the edge router that it enables prefix delegation, what I actually get from Archtop is I get a /128 address, and then I can ping Google successfully. So I know you're saying I'm supposed to be expecting the 64, but for whatever reason, when I actually get the 64, I can't ping out to Google over ping 6.
Well,
it's only letting me ping out from the edge router with the 128.
So I know when you first started out, it was a /64. I can go and check and reconfirm, because I could be, you know, my information could be outdated. You know, this company does change stuff pretty frequently enough that I would be probably left in the loop, because I have been out for like a good little while. I'm going to ask one of my network engineers right now and see.
Yeah, I think maybe what might need to happen is I might need to have a conversation with these guys, because what I'm trying to explain is that, like, based on how I configure my device, I can get a 64 or I can get a 128. And so I need to know exactly what I should be using, because I can get either one depending on how I configure my edge router. Now, you're telling me it should be a 64, but I'm saying that when I get a 64, it doesn't work. When I get the 128, it actually works. And then my understanding is that I would be giving a 64 subnetted address under the 128. I'd be giving that to the LAN interface, acting as a LAN gateway on my network. And then I could be using IPv6/64 addresses privately, but they're all shipping out to the internet under the hood of that /128. And this is, I think, where I need to have this high-level conversation with somebody who knows it more than I know it, because I'm not exactly sure what I should be configuring and how I should be setting that up. But I need one single device on my network to get a public IPv6 address. You know, I don't want everything in my whole house to be IPv6. I just want to enable the IPv6 on my edge router interface and use the prefix delegation to give a /64 subnetted address to a single Linux box in my house.
I mean, all IPv6 addresses that we dish out are public.
Yeah.
but you're concerned about subnetting that and then directing it to a specific device.
Yeah, and I need to know whether my edge router should be getting a 128 or a 64, and whether I should be using the PV setting or whether I should just be using DHCP V6.
I will definitely have to escalate that because I'm not even sure myself.
Yeah, I think that's what needs to happen is perhaps you can send a note and send a ticket up and maybe they can call me in. I don't care if it takes like 5 days. Like I literally have a super low priority. You can mark.
It's only because I'm not familiar with. I understand what you're trying to do, and what it's just for me. I don't understand how it works under the CGNAT, and you know, using IPv6 to.
Me neither.
You know, circumvent that. Yeah, it's all like CGNAT is new to me too. So I mean, kind of
yeah,
in the same
boat.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen this myself. And honestly, if I could just get a static IPv4 address, I would be happy, but they were telling me that you have to be like a business class customer to be able to buy the static address. And obviously that's like three times the cost. So I'm not going to do that because I'm not a business. I'm just a guy who wants to occasionally use my Linux server, you know, connected to external machines.
You're in Warwick, right? Warwick Valley Telephone, right?
Yep.
Or you're, so, I mean, I know for Archtop, they recently changed it so that you only have to be on 2 gig to receive 2 gig, and then you'd pay like the $10 a month or $9.99 a month for the static. I know
that's
that
weird
much.
Because that's not what the other person told me. And to be honest, if I could just do the 2 gig and then get a static IPv4 address that way, mm-hmm. then maybe I'll just do that. But last time I brought that up with the other person, they told me that I would have to like do some sort of business account thing in order to get the static address.
I'll have to see because I know Warwick is a little different just because they're still under the WVT fiber, whereas I'm Archtop, so we're kind of like the overheading company. So like different areas have different little tweaks. I mean, mostly everything's the same, but I have to see if that one particular thing is the same, but I will also escalate that ticket just so they can get some more information on it. Most of our actual network, we have a couple of network technicians available right now, but most of our network engineers are out today until the 2nd.
That's fine. Totally fine with that. Like I said, I honestly, I don't even really feel like doing this right now either way. I'm trying to just chillax today.
No,
last
I feel that.
I was playing with the IPv6. I was playing around with it for hours. So I'm good. But I definitely, if you can just keep sending the ticket through the right channels where it needs
yep.
to go.
I got
so
you.
I can have this conversation with that next level.
No problem. I will get that done for you. And then I will also have them, also ask about the IPv4 static, like the static IP for the IPv4 address.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. So then I'll hear from them another time. And I really appreciate your help getting this
to the next step.
And thanks a lot. And it was good talking.
Good talking to you too, man. You have a great rest of your day. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye now.